Welcome to Career Conversations. My name is Siobhan Murphy. I'm a careers consultant here in DCU Career Service. Today is part of our spotlight on employers attending DCU's virtual careers fair, which takes place on the 15th of October. I am joined by Podge Henry, who is a marketing assistant with Irish Distillers and works primarily on the Jemison graduate programme. Podge actually is an alumnus of DCU and he completed his BA in communications in 2016 and then subsequently went on to be vice president for welfare and equality with the SU. So thank you very much for joining us today, Podge. It's great to have you back.
Thanks for really showing along. It's always nice to come back to my old stomping ground.
Brilliant. So we just might start off, maybe talk us through, tell us a little bit about Irish Distillers first before we go into the whole graduate programme itself.
Yeah, of course. So I'm the marketing assistant to the Jemison graduate programme, which is under Irish Distillers. And Irish Distillers makes the world's most loved Irish whiskey. We've got 600 employees. I hope don't quote me on that now, that's not a number for number, but spread across three different sites in Ireland. We have Middleton, which is down in Cork, we have our bottling factory, Fox and Crease in Dublin, and then of course we have our marketing office in Simms Court in Ballsbridge. And Irish Distillers is then turn owned by Pernod Ricard, which is a wider corporate company who makes some of the best drinks in the world. I'm sure people might know of Absolut, Jacob's Creek Wines, Chivas Brothers. I could go on all day. But it's a huge global company, which is always great because it kind of instills that global nature of the employees and what it feels to be part of a global family, really.
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit about the Jemison graduate programme, about the programme itself. Where do graduates end up being? What parts of the world? What's the whole emphasis there for Jemison with their programme there?
Yeah, so we actually have two bespoke graduate programmes at the moment. We have the Jemison Engineers programme, which is a focus on engineering students, which we take an intake of two each year. And then, of course, I work on the Jemison International Graduate Programme, which is a marketing graduate programme. And essentially, I suppose, in essence, what the programme is, it's a brand advocacy programme. And the job is a brand ambassador. So your role is a brand ambassador out in the market, anywhere in the world, because there is international experience with it. And their role is to create brand advocacy among consumers and bartenders and really other stakeholders for the love of Jemison Irish whiskey.
Brilliant. So can you talk us through then, now obviously it's, can be subject to change based on the company's needs, but what countries in the world, will graduates end up going to?
Yeah, so that's a very, there's never really a given answer every year because each year we could have new markets and each year we could have markets taking off. I suppose that the purpose is to send a brand ambassador to a market that Jemison is growing and to help growth, to help that growth of the brand. So at the moment, I mean, just off the top of my head, we have brand ambassadors in, of course, Ireland, we've Sweden, we have Bulgaria, I think, two in Thailand, two in Jakarta, Japan, China. We have Chile. Panama. So we're spread literally all across the world. And what's great is each year that there can be new markets that are looking for a brand ambassador. So it's never really a given as to what markets are available each year. And I think that's what's so nice about the program is there is that international experience and it can really take you anywhere.
Brilliant. So can you talk me through the whole application process step by step?
Yeah, of course. So the application process, it's an online application. It's a questionnaire based, there's no CV to send in. And then the following with that is a two-minute video. So the video is something that often students get a bit worried about when they hear. But it really, we're not degree specific, so we hire from all types of degrees. And the purpose of the video is really just get a sense of who you are, because we're not hiring for the degree, we're hiring for the person. So it's really like your written application in video format. And as we always say, we're looking for those with serious character. So that's what we want the video to showcase, is your serious character and why you think you'd be best suited for the James International Graduate Programme. Then applications close on 24th of February 2021. And then we narrow those applications down to about 180 who come to our first round of assessment centres. And then in the first round of assessment centres, we have a two-minute presentation, a group assignment, and a one-to-one individual interview. And then we narrow that down then for around two assessment centres, which is the same format. And then it's around June or July, you find out if you have a place in the programme.
So tell me maybe about maybe the language skill requirement. Obviously, if you're going to America, it speaks English, going to Australia. But, you know, there is some countries that English is a dominant language or certainly good enough. Tell us a bit more about the language skills, obviously, you're looking for and the competency based there as well.
Yeah, so one of misconceptions of the problem is you need to have a second language, which isn't the case at all. I mean, if you take me, for example, Siobhan, I barely speak English at the best of times.
But we won't say anything about that now, but...
but of course, having a language is much more preferable because there are certain markets that we wouldn't send you to without having a strong competency in language, such as Spanish, German, French. We do have AQ languages that can be found on our website. And for those languages, we wouldn't send you to countries with those languages without having a strong competency in them. But of course, that we really don't want that to turn people off the graduate program by any accounts, because there's many on the program who don't speak a second language. And a lot of countries you go to as well, English is the spoken language, or certainly is the business language. And for Pernod Ricard, English is the speaking language in business. So having a language is something that we really, really look for. But it's certainly not a necessity. Some of the best graduates that have come through the programme haven't had a language.
Brilliant. That's very reassuring. A second language. And just going back to the videos there, I mean, in my experience with students in the past, you're right, there is a bit, you know, a bit of nervousness about the interview, but about the online video rather, or the video you produce, I'll get it right. But I'm just thinking, Podge, you know, maybe as people have gone more online, they've been doing the Zooming and stuff like that, maybe the leap to producing a 2-minute video may not be as big this year for people.
And that's what we're hoping. And as you said as well, like the world, certainly since COVID, the world has adapted to a much more kind of a virtual setting. And it's great to have these skills. But I think the biggest maybe turn-off or fear factor that students might get is when you look up examples on YouTube, the first ones that come up are ones like myself or another DCU alumni, Tipper Ryan. And those videos, we come from video production background. So we would have had experience in producing videos. And certainly for myself, that was my selling point, was my creativity and my video or my ability to make content. So I had to make that the best as I possibly could. But that's not the benchmark at all. But what the video really is, it's just to get a sense of your personality. So some of the best videos we've had are people who are just talking to the camera for 2 minutes, maybe a photo or two that comes up as well. And that's all you really need. We don't want people to think that it has to be an Oscar nomination film. You know, it's really, as we said, to get a sense of who you are and your personality, and for you to showcase, you know, that serious character and why you think you're best suited to the program. So it doesn't have to be the best produced thing, and I think that's what we really try to hit home with students, is that, you know, don't worry too much about the video. I mean, if you have those skills, 100% showcase that, but otherwise don't be, you know, too bogged down about it. I mean, we read the written application first, so that's just as important. And this year as well, we'll be quite strict towards the 2-minute video mark. So after 2 minutes, we, in the interest of fairness for everyone else who's applied, we will stop watching. So anything that goes after the 2 minutes won't actually be seen. So that's something that we really wanted to kind of instill this year, to ensure that people don't go over the 2-minute mark.
That's brilliant. So there's a couple of things there I would take up from that. So I'd say to any student that is interested in doing the Jemison, I would just say, don't get caught up about the video. Don't let that be a barrier to you. Don't say no to yourself because of the video. Do the video. A friend or two will help you out with or review it with you or something like that. So don't let that become between you and getting something that you really want. It's only cringy for the couple of minutes, and you know, you'll get over that. And the other thing that I would say about anyone, you know, contemplating anything like that, is just to take your time and do a bit of rehearsal and stuff. Nobody's going to do it in one take. To the listeners, we've had to do 3 starts on this podcast episode, didn't we?
We did.
But yeah, very bad. And then I was doing something for the office the other day, and it was a little video thing. Oh God, it wasn't even 2 minutes. I think it was 30 seconds about, you know, promoting the podcast show, you know, as a way to listen to employers. I think I had to take 20 takes, you know, and it's like that again, as we were talking earlier, Pod, you know, I'm not a communication specialist. You know, I don't have a back, you know, I haven't got a degree in communications or multimedia or anything like that. I'm a guidance counselor, you know what I mean? So you're just going from that strength, and that's what I'm bringing to the table. Does that make sense? You brought your marketing skills to the table to your job. So it's really about just play to your strengths of what you have. You know what I mean? If language has happened to be your strength, go after it. You know, if your business skills or something like that, or, you know, your background in working with people or things like that, you know, has kind of inspired you. Maybe you come from a family business that owns a pub or a hotel, you're going to bring that to the equation. So it's just to kind of say, listen, there's no point being anybody else in life. Everyone else, what's that phrase? Everyone else in life is taken. It's just your responsibility to be yourself as fully as you can. You know, there's no point. Exactly. There's no point aping somebody else, you know?
No, exactly. And I think you hit the nail on the head there when you said to, like, just kind of have a draft up. Something that we say is, you know, make sure you start your application, or at least look at the application as early as the end of this month when they open. Because, I mean, you've plenty of time. It's all just about planning. And as you said there, it's about what you bring to the programme itself. I mean, the key requirements we look for are legally eligible to work in Ireland, a fully clean driver's licence. And finally, what we say is we look for those with serious character. And what we mean by that is someone who can, you know, be a working professional, do the job to the best of their ability, and, you know, be on time, be courteous to their fellow employees, but at the end of the day, have a bit of fun too. I mean, the tagline for Jameson is a serious whiskey that doesn't take itself too seriously. And our brand ambassadors are the embodiment of that. And as you said there, it's all about what you bring to the table, because people often think that there's a one shoe that fits all for all the brand ambassadors, but that's not the case at all. I mean, for your year, I suppose actually one thing that I should probably mention is the way it works is it's an initial 13-month contract. The first month is a training and development program up in Dublin, an award-winning training and development program, I might add. And then we teach you everything you need to know about the business, and, you know, the whiskey and what to do when you're out in market. And I think that's why we're not degree specific, because we teach you everything you need to know. Then you go for your first market placement for the first 12 months. There's an opportunity for the 12 to 24-month contract, performance dependent, and market availability. And for that, you then would rotate typically to another country. So it can be a 3-year program with two international placements. And I mean, for your year one, you don't have a preference of where you go. And the reason that is because the guys in the graduate team place you where you think you would thrive the most, and based on where your characteristics and skill set are most suited to, because every market is so different. And that's why there's never really a one-shoe-fits-all for all the brand ambassadors, because we just want people who have that serious character, who are willing to step out of their comfort zone. And then after that, each market's very different. So what Kieran and Paul are doing in Jakarta is incredibly different to Kevin with his Sweden. And that's the beauty of the programme too, you know. So it's really why you think, if it's the programme that you think you would love to go for, then 100% go for it, because there isn't a one-shoe-fits-all, and you never know what markets are looking for each year. So I mean, it's just, if you have that serious character and if you have those other requirements, then as they say, if you're not in it, you can't win it. So there's no harm in throwing in applications, you know.
And I think, I'm just thinking as well, Pod, and I've been thinking about, say, some of the people that I've met over the years, you know, putting themselves forward for the Jameson. And I think what some of maybe the reluctance might be, and I think we have a minute, we might as well just take the time to reassure people as well, is that sometimes when you look at the videos, like say yourselves and other people's and like that, we presume that everyone applying needs to be an extrovert. Okay. Does that make more sense to you, Podge? Where in actual fact, I don't know what statistically, I presume it's probably 50% introvert in the world and 50% extrovert. I don't know if there's a statistic about that. I'm not saying there is, but we all know that we're all on a range of extroversion or introversion in the world, you know. So you don't have to be very high up the extroversion scale at all. But most of us who are actually introverted do quite extroverted type things also. It's not exclusive domain of the extroverts, okay? Does that make sense to you? So that's why... Doing the video in your own way, you know, not doing cartwheels around the lawn kind of effort, because that's not you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If that makes sense to you, you know, that is actually better, that if you're sitting on an armchair, you know what I mean, just talking to the camera, because that is you and your content is very good. Mm. And what you're saying, you know, that will connect to, like, you know, you as an employer would be looking at that and kind of saying, you know, well, hang on. There will be so many of our clients that will really appreciate this type of ambassador?
Exactly. Or even like they talk about their experience that, you know, or you know, we look for those who are innovative, creative, and have an entrepreneurial mindset. And I mean, if that's what they mention in their video and have examples of their experience or why they fit that criteria, then I mean, that's exactly what we're looking for. We're not looking for these big explosions or well-produced. As I said, I mean, you know, it was something that I kind of thrived in. It was my creative side that I needed to showcase. But as I said, if you go onto our YouTube channel, we have videos of tutorials of how to make videos just with your phone, and quite simple videos, and often they're the best ones too. Mm-hmm. So you're 100% right in the sense that we're all, you know, introverted and extroverted. And I think we just look for those people who are willing to step outside their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And that's what we mean. And I think that's, and you're right by saying that, you know, people often seem to think that the graduate program, actually people like me who love, you know, putting themselves out there any way mm-hmm. they can. But that's not the case at all. We just look for people who are willing to step outside their comfort zone. And the graduate program is all about relationship building too. You know, it's a brand advocacy program, so you're building relationships every day. And if that's something that you love doing, then this graduate program might just be perfect for you.
And tell us a little bit, what happens at the end of the graduate program?
So yeah, that's a great, great question. So for the graduate program, we have an onboarding, which is the training development program. And then we've continuous learning. So we have what we call LinkedIn learning. So we've modules that the graduates have to learn online. It's a fantastic program and a fantastic part of the graduate program. And then finally, we have offboarding. So that's where we prepare our final, those in year three, and prepare them for what comes after the graduate program. And there's often incredible career progression opportunities in the program, and not just necessarily in marketing too. I mean, some of the examples, we've had people who are going down the digital route, who are working in a digital team. We actually have a guy who's on the graduate program, Declan Reddy, who's now a sales rep. So he went down the sales route. And there's so many different parts of the business, and not just within Irish Distillers, but also within Pernod Ricard too. So we have people who are all over the world who came through the graduate program who are working in the drinks industry. So the career progression opportunities are fantastic. And a lot of the guys would say who are in the international marketing team in Dublin, so many of them have come through the graduate program, and it just showcases how good it is, but also the, I suppose, responsibility and the level of trust you're given, because everyone knows how fantastic the program is within the company. So it's really, really good to see that from the get-go, you see just how great the career progression opportunities are.
Brilliant. So I'm just thinking about, okay, we focused a lot there on the video. So, but the video isn't the only part of the process there, Podge, and sometimes, including myself, there kind of got maybe too hung up on it maybe as well. So we have the application form. Just step me back into the application. You know, do you have to upload a CV or is it just an application form? What kind of open questions are on it there?
So it's a written application. There's no CV or a cover letter that needs to be submitted. It's just questions on yourself. I mean, the basic questions in terms of your name, your age, your degree of study, if you studied abroad, masters, your work experience, if any. I mean, like some people are students and they might be, current work placement, if any, some people are students and might be working. And then we've questions, I think it's, I don't have the full bunch of it, but I do know it's your top three achievements is one of the questions. And why do you think you're suited for the graduate program? What makes you stand out? Those kind of questions, and they're not, you know, we're not looking for essays either. There's a 500 word count for each question, so, you know, students will need to be precise, you know, keep to the word count, of course. And if you look up on our website too, there's loads of hints and tips. And as I mentioned, you can open the application and save it and come back and revisit it. It's not, once you open it, it has to be submitted on the same day.
Well, I think everyone loves those ones that you can save and continue, go in and find out what is needed to be found out, go away, type it all up in Word, get your spell check right, get your research right, and then kind of go back in and out of it all the time.
And you said there, one thing that I would love to just kind of I suppose the advice is if you can maybe copy the questions onto a Word document. Mm. Just from my own experience, I remember I was writing up my application one day, and I think I had the whole thing nearly done, and then the internet had gone, so the URL timed out. So just for a bit of personal experience, you're probably best taking the questions, going to Word documents, coming back to it, you know, revisit it, make sure you've it all done. Is there anything you want to change? And then when you feel fully ready and your video to go, then submit your application. Don't leave it to the last minute. That's always Yeah. That's never a good thing to do. But I mean, you know, don't rush it either. So give yourself plenty of time to write, review, and then when you think it's fully ready, then submit it.
So am I right in saying, so you have an application form, you upload the video. Out of that process, then you select who's going to be brought forward to the assessment centre.
Yes.
Now, will that be an online assessment centre, do you think, this year, Pod, or do you know yet?
So that's a great question. But we actually don't know at the moment. I mean, the team are looking into it to find out what to work it is. And as you know yourself, things are ever-changing at the moment globally with COVID-19. I know for last year, for our second round of assessment centres, we did adapt them to an online virtual setting. So it is doable and it is something that we're definitely looking into it and could definitely be happening. I don't know yet, the team don't know yet, but you know, I think it's something that we should be very aware of, and we will definitely know long before the applications need to be submitted, so we can let students know what the next process will be.
Yeah, so like we're not, you know, we do understand it could be changing in the future, you know, and the nature of even how you're going to assess and what you're going to assess. But I suppose to give a flavour of what has been assessed in the past as an indicator of what could be assessed in the future, you mentioned that you would do a presentation. Is that an individual or a group presentation?
Yeah, so it's an individual presentation. So I think if I remember correctly, I definitely do remember correctly, it's something for round one, it's something that you're passionate about.
Okay, so it's own individual, you know, topic. So if you love baking buns, go up there and talking about baking buns. Is that it?
Exactly. And the great thing is, the great thing about that is that the diversity in the presentation is amazing. So I know for myself, I think my presentation was like my love for memes.
Your love for what?
Memes. Do you know memes?
Jesus, I don't know, not quite know whether I caught what you're saying, and I don't want to repeat it, but anyway.
No, it's my love for memes, so they're kind of like mock, kind of like photo jokes, I suppose.
I'm obviously not with the programme there, Pod, right, okay.
But we've had like people who've come up and talked about, you know, their love for travelling, their love for cleaning, their love for handbags. It's literally endless. The list goes on.
At least you won't be bored listening to all of that then.
No, and what's great is it's always nice.
You get to know people in a different way then, don't you?
100%, exactly. It's always good to talk about something you're passionate about. It kind of, you know, eases you up too, because you know, you'd probably be able to talk about it for 2 minutes even without preparing.
Well, do you know, that's funny you should say that, because if you can think back about what you were saying about, you know, that you look for people of serious character. So therefore, this is a real opportunity, you know, for people to, I suppose, engage with their own character and explain their character through the prism of an interest or a hobby that they have or something they feel passionate about.
Exactly. And so from what I think, when it comes to serious characters, it's like we look for those with it, so it's a trait as opposed to a person, because we don't want to seem like, you know, everyone has to be a serious character, because people can be serious characters in their own right.
Yes.
So we're looking for those who have that serious character that we're looking for the programme. And, you know, so far you'd see it with other graduates that everyone does in their own way. And I think one thing that is, I don't know if students know, but, you know, the guys in the programme are always so happy to talk to any students who reach out. I know for when I went to the graduate program, I think, geez, I nearly talked to everyone on the program. Sent us a lot of private messages looking for advice and tips. So if anyone ever wants to reach out, you can reach out to ourselves on our social channels, which is Jameson Grad Program, or on the website. We have a chat box there that goes directly to me. But more so, the graduates on the program at the moment are always really, really happy to talk to those who are looking to go for the program. So if they want to, by all means, do reach out.
Brilliant. So there's plenty of insider hacks there. You have a person that's gone through the programme yourself, come out the other side, and you're still alive and well. And you put yourself out there, you got through the process, you've explained the current process and the hints and tips by going onto the Jameson site. And of course, you're coming to DCU's Virtual Careers Fair. So if students are interested, go book an appointment. Isn't that really the best thing to do?
That's it. That's exactly it.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for everything today, Pod. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.